Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Just a minute ago, you were telling me about the, how they used to get the mine tickets. Could you explain that to me again in the olden days?
Well, like I told you before there, that the Chinese, they brought Chinese out. See, first, the Chinese, a lot of them, they worked on the CPR. Then when they opened the mines up here, around here, they came in and started working the mines. And like I was telling you about, they didn't have no miner's ticket. And you and I, well, the white man would have the miner's ticket and we'd hire whoever he wanted, and we just paid him whatever we wanted to pay them. Until they got their miner's ticket, then it was a different story. See?
How would you go about getting a miner's ticket?
Well, you had to sit and, you know, write out for exam, like, yeah.
So when the white miners hired the Chinamen, what kind of work did they have to do?
Well, they were loading coal. They just got them to do all the work, and they just paid them whatever they wanted to. See? And then they blamed them. Like I told you, they blamed them for a lot of the, for some of the explosion, but some of the white men were just as careless as the Chinese.
What were the major causes of explosions?
Gas. Just gas. You see, when you get in an explosion, you're gone. Stump you right out. Yeah.
Would the mine collapse too in an explosion?
Well, some of it, you know, sometime it would kill you. And lots of time when there was a big cave on, in other parts of the mine, you'd feel a big gush of wind come. You know, and you know there's something wrong with some other part of the mine. But the explosion, well... See, there were... in 1901, in the village here, in number 6 mine, there was 64 men killed in one explosion.
64?
Right here. And there was... I counted up, there was 35 Chinese among them 64 men that were died. It was Chinese, Japanese, and white men in that explosion. Mm-hmm.
Could anything be done to stop explosions?
Well, yes. They finally got. Years ago, they used to use a naked light.
A naked light.
Yeah. You know, there was no protection at all. Just open light. And they had them on, they call them pit lamp, you know, they had them on their head, and they had oil and fish oil in, and put it in the miner's cap, and that was their light. And then they went from that to the carbide light. Then Edison came out with the first battery electric light. And then previous to that, years ago, they used to take canaries down in the mines.
Canaries?
Canaries, yes. And if the canaries survived, well, it was fine to continue working. And then they got the improvement and got the safety lamp. They have like a safety lamp and it had gas in it. And it had three gauges, different sized gauges in it. And you lit it just like a lighter, you know, there's a flint in it. And you light it. And when you tested, trying to locate gas, when you found it, if it had to change color, that light would go out.
And you'd know there was gas there.
You'd know there was gas there, yeah. Yeah. So.
You know, when they blamed the Chinese for a lot of the explosions, did they take any action against the Chinese?
Well, they finally disbanded them from working in the mines. That's what of course. It wasn't right anyhow. They weren't to blame it. You know, the white man was just worse. They got blamed for a lot of things they didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. You're Chinese. I'm white. But if you ever double cross a Chinese, he never forgive you. No. I found that out.
How?
Well, not myself. I didn't have any trouble with them. But different ones. And they, you know, they talk about, oh no, didn't want anything to do with some different fellow, like, you know, they had trouble with it. No, they were all good workers. In fact, I'm not bragging now, but I got on better with the Chinese pulling coal off than a lot of the white men.
Why would that be?
Well, they were. They'd help you. White man, one in particular here, of course, he's gone now, but the boss came along and he came down from up in the place and he said to me, he said, "What's the matter? This man not getting no cars." Mm-hmm. So I said, "Come on up with me." And the boss said, "I haven't got time." He said, "Come on, make time, come up." So I went up and I talked to this man. I said, "Do you tell him now?" I said, "You tell him the truth." I said, "How many times have you waited for the cars? And how many times have I helped finish your car off to keep you in turn?" See, you had turn, you had all different men. Mm-hmm. So he told them. He told the boss what I had done. So when the boss came down there, he said, "You know what to do with that man." He said, "Watch him and make sure he gets all the cars he wants." And I said, "All right."
I understood that the Chinese used to be contracted to work.
Yeah, they got on contract too. Sure.
How did that system work?
Here's some page. These were white ones. Of course, the Chinese had them too. See, they had a contract. The more you load out, the more money you'd get. Mm-hmm. See, this man. There's no yardage on here. But this man, he 5 days, he got paid $4.51. That wasn't a contract. Mm-hmm. This was a day wage, mm-hmm, for that man. And this here, he was on his contract here. He loaded 14 tons, and he got $8.20. And then the rock, he got $5.27. But as they went in, the more coal they loaded out, the more they got, and then they got paid what they call yardage. Mm-hmm. See, if you take the coal out, you go ahead, mm-hmm, naturally. Well, the further you go ahead, you're taking the coal out, they call it yardage. Mm-hmm. You got paid for how far you went in, you know, so much.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
But the Chinese were just unloading the coal, were they?
No, they finally, when they got the tickets... Mm-hmm. They were on contract too. They had their own, same as a white man.
Oh. When did they get their tickets?
Well, I don't know when that was. That was around the 20s, I imagine. Something like that, anyhow. Pretty close to it, anyhow. Between that.
Were they in the union too?
No, we had no union in here at that time. No, we didn't. We got the union in the late 30s when we got the union here. Of course, they weren't in the mines then, the Chinese. They banned them from going in.
Oh, in the 30s?
Yeah, around that, yeah. Well, there was some still in, yeah, let's see. Number 4, yeah. Oh, yeah, they were in the mine for... Look at here. A lot of Chinese in the 1903 and all. Mm-hmm. But right along from here, see, yeah, they were in the 20s, see? The 17. There were some in the 20s, see? Mm-hmm. And this is, they weren't in, see, it was around in that part of, around the 40s, maybe, something like that, that they got them out of the mines. His total life loss in Cumberland Mines, 295 men, altogether.
Altogether.
From the time they started working. Mm. See, they weren't, 1930. There was none in these mines then. Mm-hmm. Well, it was around in the 30s, I imagine.
So they couldn't work in the mines. Did they work, like, on top of the mines?
Oh, they worked down in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the 30s?
Yes, yes, they were in. See. I haven't got the list from, what do you call them? From there, but see, there's a lot of them here. Oh, that was in the 20s. That's coming back. See, there were some in them here, in 29, 30, some of them. But this was the last. There was none in after 35. Well, there was a 35.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the late 30s, I guess, that they. This was the last mine that worked, mm-hmm. say, wherever these ones here.
Mm-hmm. So after 1935, the Chinese weren't allowed to work in the mines?
Yeah, well, around that, yeah, because, yeah, around that, because number four closed in 35.
Mm-hmm.
Number four mine.
Was number four the last mine to be closed?
No. Number eight. Mm. It closed in 1953, around here. Then the Sable River mine, it closed in 66. That's way down the island, mm-hmm. you know, about 25 miles down from here.
Mm.
Well, you get the ferry over to Denman Island.
Right, yeah.
And Ornby Island there, well, this road goes up about 4 or 5 mile up where Sable River Mine was. Now, right now, they're down there, they're loading, slacking that out from up in the Sable River Mine, and they're hauling it into Union Bay.
Into Union Bay.
And they're going to ship it over to Bellingham, and they're going to use it for road work or something, or some darn thing, you know. Some American outfit bought all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But see, they started from here, the mines were right around here from 1920 and all that, and 21, 31, and 41, and 50 in that, when they closed, the ones around here.
Yeah. But the real big population of Chinese was a lot earlier than that, was
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, they were all coming way back. Well, when the mines opened up. See, they were working in the mines here when they opened up.
1900.
Yeah. 1891. 1893. Yeah, they were.
I notice you have all kinds of different jobs, like miner.
Yeah, there were some of them. Yes, yeah.
Would the miner be the guy with the ticket and the
helper? Yeah, the miner. Yeah. The helper was there. The helpers didn't have tickets.
Mm-hmm.
See, the ones that says miners and a driver, he didn't have a ticket either.
What did the driver do?
He drove a mule, you know, and pulled the coal out of it and. The places.
Mm-hmm. What about a runner? You have a runner listed there. What was that?
Well, I don't know what that was. In my time, we didn't have that runner. There's a pusher. That was helped push the cars.
From the mine?
Yeah, push them around a bit, yeah. Loader. Yeah.
So would the miner with the ticket hire the pushers and the runners?
No.
No?
Them ones there, who you call the haulage. We're all on the haulage. We just worked, you know,
mm-hmm.
pulling the coal out, right. What you call haulage. Like, see, I was I started driving mule in number four, and I went riding rope, you know, riding the trips, you know, the trips of coal. Mm-hmm. You take it from one place to the other, you ride it, and take the empty cars back, and then I was running hoist. After.
Oh. So the people who did this kind of work were paid by the company?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the company. And just the only ones that the company didn't pay, everything did, it was the contractors. See, the more coal they produced, the more money they got, naturally. But like the olives, like I was saying, it was all that was all paid by the company. It was paid.
When you came here in the 1920s, what did Chinatown look like?
Just like that picture there.
Mm-hmm. Well, how, just...
Of course, you know that's all that's left of Chinatown is still down there.
One building.
See, there it is. That's like that picture there, see. See, this is all... This book's all about Cumberland. See?
Yeah.
And around in 1897, there was around 1,000 whites, 3,000 Chinese, and Japanese. Pretty close to 1,000 Japanese too then, and there was also about 50 Negroes here.
50 Negroes.
Yeah, at height of when everything was going good here, they had a population only of 13,000 people.
Mm-hmm. That's at the very height of everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
What's the population now?
About 2,000. Oh. See, there's no work here anymore. See, this that write-up is all about Chinatown. See how much there was, how many businesses and all so forth. Mm-hmm.
You had friends in Chinatown too then?
Oh yes, oh yes. Yes.
You didn't have any problems talking to them, eh?
No.
That's great.
No. How you, one time there was one fellow that tried to teach me how to hit get something.
Oh, to count?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I always remembered that. He'd get something here, up there, pack you a sip or something like that.
Yeah, that's close. Who was that guy?
Oh, he's dead now. I forget his name now. He was years ago down.
So I guess things were pretty good. Were most of the, you know, Chinese friendly with everybody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but there was one thing happened here years ago. Remember that? Well, you don't remember. They used to have what they call pigtails, you know, long hair. Mm-hmm. And there was a fellow from here, in the village here. This happened even before I was up here. And they ignored him, you know, bothered him, mm-hmm. This certain fellow. And they shot him right up here in the schoolyard.
See, the Chinese guy.
No, the Chinese shot him. This is according to, you know, according to history. And he beat it, and they never, actually, they never bothered to try and, they didn't try and locate him at all.
They didn't? No. Why not?
Well, he was, and yeah, he was bothering him.
Mm-hmm. Really badly.
Yeah, sure. That's from what I hear from the real older ones, like that I know here. But it's true. And, this Chinese shot him, and then he beat it. And they said that they didn't bother very much to try and locate him. They never did find him.
That guy must have been bothering him pretty badly.
Oh, he was. He was sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it almost your lunch hour?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering.